Hi everyone. We have all been anxious at some point in our lives. In fact, a little bit of anxiety, just like stress, sometimes pushes us towards giving our best, and that often gets converted into positive outcomes. But for most of us, anxiety is more about losing control of the situation, what we call a kind of emotional hijacking, a mismatch between the actual threat and the perceived threat about a situation. And in these uncertain times, many of us are experiencing something similar. This week's episode on anxiety is more in line with my previous episode on uncertainty. In these last few days, I have come across several people who are otherwise tough and more in control of their emotions, confiding that there have been moments of anxiety and helplessness which were difficult for even them to overcome. Surely, these are unprecedented times. I had invited my listeners to ask questions related to anxiety on my Instagram page, chasingsunshine_podcast. So many of you came forward with your queries. Few major themes that emerged are anxiety about the future, career, and social anxiety. I am reading out two of these questions here as they resonate with most questions that I received. Someone asked, "How should I deal with anxiety about what my future will be like?" And then there was another question, more descriptive of how the person is feeling right now. And it was, "What do you do when you feel like wrapping yourself up in a corner and never getting out? When your friends and family want to help you, yet you shoo them away. How do you help yourself?" For those who have sent in your queries, let me tell you, as I tell all those who connect with me, you have already won half the battle by putting a finger on what is troubling you. Most people find it difficult to accept that they are facing a problem, so a solution evades them forever, and they continue to suffer. The first step towards dealing with any uncomfortable emotion is to embrace it. The more we run away from it, more larger than life it becomes, and as a consequence, extremely difficult to handle. So if you're feeling anxious, it is very important to understand the landscape of your anxiety. Let me take you through a simple exercise to do this. What do you feel when you are anxious? Do you perspire a lot? Is there a shortness of breath? A tight feeling in the chest? Is there nausea, vomiting, pain in your stomach, headache? Do you sense a nervous tension in your body? Also, when anxious, do you start to overthink, ruminate a lot, become irritable? Your patience starts to run thin? Do you start snapping at slightest provocation? Or you don't feel like interacting with others? How often do you get anxious? Are you continuously feeling on the edge? Or are there any particular days of the week or the month that you feel anxious? Getting to know your anxiety well enables you to look beyond the overwhelming emotions and motivates you to start seeking solutions to it. With this information in hand, let's start looking at your triggers. There could be several reasons for your anxiety. Most people get anxious when confronted with ambiguous situations. Many others are fearful of a negative outcome of some situation. You could also get anxious if something that you value a lot is at stake. Anxiety can also set in if your energies are depleted or if you're very tired. So triggers for your anxiety may sound somewhat like this. I had applied for admission in one of the universities abroad, and in the present situation, don't know whether I'll be able to go or not. I have to give that important presentation and I think I'll goof up. I have this fear of public speaking. Is my job under threat? Work from home is taking its toll on me. This doesn't seem to be coming to an end. It is also important to reflect and understand in what ways your anxiety is affecting you. It could be a downward spiral impacting just one part of your life, or its impact could be scattered across all spheres of your life. Or your anxiety could be creating a vicious trap for you where you're going round and round in circles, thinking about the same things again and again. Navigate the emotions under your anxiety. What is your anxiety driving you to do? Withdraw, protect, or attack? Whatever the impact, all three effects of anxiety engage a fight or a flight response and interfere with your ability to cope with the situation, putting you on autopilot or what we call learned responses. Research also shows that prolonged exposure to anxiety not only leads to depression, it also leads to cognitive decline. Once you know and understand your anxiety, it is a good time to look at ways to deal with it. You must have noticed that the first thing that gets affected whenever you're anxious is your breath. You may be experiencing a shortness of breath or shallow breathing when anxious. A quick way to avoid emotional hijacking and to avoid sinking deeper into a state of anxiety is to take control of your breath. Wherever you are, even a little amount of deep breathing will give you instant relief. With more oxygen going into the brain, you will start feeling calm enough to put your thoughts in order. With your breathing more regulated, ask yourself the following questions. I suggest you sit with a paper and a pen to do this, because writing it down creates a psychological distance from the problem. You may begin by asking yourself, what is the worst possible outcome of this situation? Writing down the worst gives an instant emotional release to all your pent-up negative feelings, and you're likely to feel a little relief in the situation. Next, ask yourself, what is the best possible outcome of this situation? Invariably, talking about and imagining happy outcomes of any difficult situation give a sudden surge of positive emotions. And by doing this, you're likely to start feeling much better about the whole situation. You now have a list of the best case scenario and the worst case scenario with you. Most of the imagined consequences are unlikely to happen. However, there could be some probability of occurrence of a few of these outcomes. The next step would be to make a list of all these probables. By this time, you're likely to be calmer. And with a list of probable outcomes in hand, you can make an action plan to deal with them. It has been found that the very thought that you have an action plan to deal with eventualities eases out a lot of pressure and anxiety. This technique is based on cognitive behavior therapy and has been found to be widely effective in dealing with anxiety. Few other ways to deal with anxiety are practicing mindfulness and establishing social connections with people who are facing similar situations. The feeling that you're not alone in the situation gives a lot of strength, and it also gives you a list of ideas for alternate responses to your anxiety. So let me quickly recap it for you and add some more. To overcome anxiety, understand the landscape of your anxiety. Look for the triggers and identify them. Deep breathe. Imagine the worst and the best possible outcomes and list the probables. Make an action plan to deal with the probabilities. connect with those in the same boat and practice mindfulness. In case your anxiety is prolonged, take a GAD-7 standardized test for anxiety. It is used widely and is easily available online. If your score is high, don't hesitate to seek help. After all, you do visit the doctor when you have fever. You may approach a psychiatrist or a therapist for the same. Surely, it is easy to take prescription medicine for your anxiety, but cognitive behavior therapy and other similar techniques have shown good results. You may try them first. Hope you find these tips useful. You may give your feedback on the Instagram handle of the podcast, which is chasingsunshine_podcast, or DM me, and follow it for an update on more episodes. Stay positive and stay happy.